take you over to the Bearcat Coaches Show down at Carson's Sports Bar and Grill.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's adjustment of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Along Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, as we are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And we've got a lot to talk about tonight. We'll be talking men's basketball with head coach Ben McCullum. We'll also talk with player off of Ben's team and Zach Snyder. He had a good game last night, especially defensively against one of the top offensive players in the MIAA. We'll talk with Northwest athletic director Mel Churchman, and we'll be talking football tonight as well, including a discussion with wide receiver Sean Bain Jr., and much more for you on the program as well. So a big show coming up. But Matt, we had a nice trip to Joplin last night, and for the Northwest men, a very impressive win over a very good Missouri Southern team.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a talented team and a tough place to play, and Northwest took care of business. And you know, if you told me any team can go in and win in Bolivar, Warrensburg, and Southern in the same season, let alone in three straight ball games, there's not many teams that are going to be able to pull that off in the MIAA, even top teams that have been around for a while. That's tough to do, and Northwest has been able to do that. And you know, when you look at the schedule, having to play so many on the road early on in conference play, it looked a little overwhelming on paper. But now that they're getting some wins, they've got those three wins on the road, now it turns into an advantage as the season goes on and you get more home games in the latter part of the schedule. So the more wins they can get on the road like this early on in the year, it just makes things more fun as the season goes along.
Besides the possibility for a conference title, when you look at regional play later on, of course, Northwest will have to take care of business as the season goes along as well. But a big win over Central Missouri down in Warrensburg has to play very well as far as things in the region later on in the season.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, the aspects of those wins are bigger than what they used to be. Obviously, the goal is to get that conference championship, and then usually the region takes care of itself, especially when you're a member of the MIAA. If you can win the MIAA, you're usually going to be pretty high in the region as well, because the conference is so good. So these wins have been big. You know, you want to be excited, but there are a lot of basketball still left to be played this year with 22 conference games. There's still 19 more on the schedule and a lot of work ahead of the Bearcats.
It seems like this year it's almost like an NBA schedule, the way they've got everything spread out.
Yeah, and, you know, things will switch up as they get back into next year, kind of like it had been, but they've got to get through this year. And, yeah, we're going to see a lot of conference basketball, which, you know, is more fun, I think, for fans. You get to see some good competition, and, you know, you don't have to – teams sometimes have a hard time filling non-conference games, just because if you're a good team, there's a lot of teams that don't want to come in and get beat early in the season, or you know, get beat bad or something like that. So it makes it tough to schedule good ball games in the non-conference season. So when you have 22 games that have to be played in conference play, you know you're going to get good games most of those nights in the MIAA, and that's what we have to look forward to.
Found one of the keys last night for the Northwest men. They played with the lead throughout much of that ball game, and they were able to hold off Missouri Southern each time they mounted a little bit of a run there.
Yeah, each time you go on the road, playing with the lead is about the only way to do it, or at least stay close. You know, if you get down by double digits, it's nearly impossible to come back in most cases. But for Northwest, they were able to get up by double digits. So when you saw a guy like Tavon Prince start to score, that usually means trouble. But the Bearcats had a big enough lead that they were able to weather that storm. And, you know, Prince was a factor, but could have been a bigger factor had it been a close game, or if Northwest was down and he goes on a run like that, really makes it hard to come back and get that win. So playing on top, very important last night.
And for the Northwest women, they were in the game right down to the stretch, and it was a strong second half for Northwest last night.
Yeah, I think what was probably most encouraging were two parts of that ball game. Early on, Southern came out of the gates and playing really well real early, getting a lot of fouls inside, going to the free throw line, scoring inside, and it looked like it could be a long night for Northwest, but they quickly adjusted to that. Northwest did, and were able to weather that storm. And then in the third quarter, when they got down by 10 a couple of different times, that's another point where you think, okay, this is where potentially an opponent could blow you out and put you away early. But Northwest didn't allow that to happen. They were able to get to within three a few different times, and even had possession of the ball with half a minute to play and a chance to tie it from 3-point range. did end up with a turnover there, but I think just to be in that position at Missouri Southern against a really good Missouri Southern team that's now 8-1, I think that's a good step forward for the women's team.
And hopefully good things ahead. Both teams finally get back at home on Sunday afternoon with Pittsburgh State.
Yeah, and a couple of good Pittsburgh State teams, especially on the men's side. They're going to be good basketball games, and so it's a good opportunity not just to see them at home with all the road games and conference play this time of year, but to be able to do it on a nice, relaxing Sunday, that should be a good opportunity for fans.
And again, those games have been moved to Sunday due to the Bearcat football game in the semifinals of the Division II playoffs on Saturday as Northwest will host West of Georgia. That'll be a 2:30 kickoff on Saturday, and of course, Bearcat basketball on Sunday, and it should be a fun atmosphere coming up Saturday afternoon for the football game.
Yeah, it really should. I mean, it's going to be a good football game, which you would expect in the semifinals. We've seen a lot of good semifinal games, so it's going to be entertaining football to watch, even for people who wouldn't be fans of either team. It would be entertaining. So to have an opportunity to be a fan and get out there and root for your team in a good football game, you got to have a lot of energy because that crowd can make a difference, and they have this season, and I think this would be an important Saturday to be a part of that as well.
And we'll be talking Bearcat football a little bit later on in our program as well. A reminder that support for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the student body. Screen printing and embroidery now located near the Northwest Campus on the corner 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fan wear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine in or carry out. More information at 660-582-2699. When we come back, we'll talk Bearcat men's basketball. As the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, is with us, we'll talk with Ben right after this timeout as you're listening to the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni are Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, a good win for your team last night down in Joplin with Missouri Southern, a very tough place to go in and play, and you got the early lead and was able to keep it the rest of the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Our kids came out ready to go, focused for the most part. Had a few slippage errors, especially early on, taking some charges, things of that nature, and knowing shooters, drivers, those types of things. But for the most part, offensively, we really locked in. We really exposed a lot of things that they did. And then once we got the lead, we were able to maintain it.
I thought one of the keys in that game, they were trying to look like maybe stop some things out on the perimeter, but you got a lot of drives into the lane with a lot of different players that took advantage of that. And in particular, Anthony Woods had a great game driving in and getting some shots inside.
Well, they sit back on the ball screen. And so when you do that, naturally, we're going to get into the paint pretty easily. And they continued to do it the whole game, which put a lot of pressure on their defense. And then, you know, with Justin driving, they didn't really guard Anthony, and so he just back cut while they were helping on Justin, and he got a lot of layups on that stuff. But, I thought, again, we executed offensively very, very well. Got exactly what we had scouted. And, you know, our kids did a good job of exposing some of that stuff.
And one of the things we talked about last night, too, Tavon Prince, their big scorer inside. And Brandy really plays out on the perimeter as well. But it seemed like he got his points, but he really had to work hard for those. And a lot of those came late in the ballgame.
He got his point. Yeah, he got his points late in the game. You know, the first half, I think he had six at halftime. And then, he probably scored the rest of his points darn near in the last 10 minutes. And I thought we did a great job on him. We're able to cut off his drives early, able to take a couple charges on him, get some rips on him. And then the biggest thing with him is not giving him a second chance at his own miss. That's what he's excellent at, is just kind of shooting it up there, and then he goes after his own miss as good as anybody in the league.
How big was the win last night? And really, when you look at the entire road trip, coming up with three straight wins on the road against three teams that are tough to play at home, and just kind of talk about the importance of that. Again, it's early in the season, but just the importance of coming up with three wins like that.
Well, any win, home or away, is huge in this conference. There's just so many good coaches and so many good players. But to go on the road to probably three of the tougher venues in the MIAA, at least over the last 5 years, and get wins and handily get wins to where there was no doubt that we were going to win all three of those games, says a lot about where our teams come from game one and where our teams come from even the first day of practice. Our kids just continue to get better, and a lot of that goes to them accepting their roles and attacking those roles and playing them to the best of their ability.
I know early in the practice part of the season, as well as first couple weeks too, you had some guys that were battling some nagging injuries, but it seems like they're getting healthy right now as well.
Yeah, and that kind of hurt our timing, kind of hurt our offensive rhythm quite a bit, and when we hurt our rhythm, it also hurt our defense. So yeah, and that happens. I mean, it was two pretty important guy where it was Connor and then Zach was out for a week, and so they're back healthy now, and so we're in a good rhythm and a good flow offensively, and then defensively obviously guys are guarding who they're supposed to guard. You know, some guys can guard drivers better than others, and some guys can guard shooters, and so it's all about roles and playing to your strengths, and we're doing that right now.
Let's go back to Saturday as well with the win against Central Missouri down in Warrensburg, and just talk about what you felt were some of the keys to that particular game.
We were ready to go, and we didn't back down. I think a lot of times when you go too central and you kind of got that monkey on your back that, hey, we haven't won here, I think you back down and naturally aren't as aggressive as you should be. I didn't think that was the case in that game. I thought our kids came out ready, came out fighting, came out to compete, and, barring the last 5 minutes of the first half, it probably would have been even worse. Justin went out with, I think he got hit in the head pretty hard, and so they had to test him at halftime, and the second half we came out and just, picked up right when he went out.
Yeah, and really increased to the win, although probably not as easy as what the score indicated then, but still a great win for your team down at Warrensburg.
Oh, yeah, no, it was definitely a big win, and they're 7-1, and I think they might. No, they're not playing tonight. But the 7-1 and a really good basketball team, going to win a lot of games. And so if we're fortunate enough to be in a regional conversation late in the season, that win will pay huge.
And, of course, started out the road trip in Bolivar with Southwest Baptist. And a win there where you just were able to go out and take care of business in that one.
Yeah, and that was – we had a little slippage because we hadn't played in a week and a half. And so we were missing a lot of open shots. That was one of those games our kids came out. They were probably the most ready they had been all season for that game. They were ready to go, and you have to against SBU because they're a very physical basketball team, get after the offensive glass, and I thought our kids did a good job of taking it to them on the boards. Second half, we got the same exact shots that we did in the first half. We just knocked them down. And then once we start to get rolling, we start to spread you out a little bit with those shooting, and then we get our drives, and then it's very difficult to defend us.
Well, 3-0 in conference play now, and you look ahead now for a Sunday. You get a chance to play at home Sunday afternoon with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be almost foreign to us to actually play in our own gym. But, yeah, it'll be a good contest. We'll see how Pitt does tonight at Western. Hopefully they're still 7-8-1 and ranked in the top 25, I believe they are, and it's the first time in in quite a while. So I think that our guys will be pretty excited for that game, to say the least. So, we'll be ready to go.
And you were saying last night on a post game that you feel like you're looking at that matchup as a way to maybe to talk about be ready for a team that hurt you a little bit last year.
Yeah, they're the only team we didn't beat last year. And so, I think our kids remember that. They understand what's at stake. They know the magnitude of the game, and they'll be ready regardless of our opponent.
And so talk a little bit about how this team has grown this year. What are some of the biggest things that you've seen this team grow from the opening of practice to where you're at right now?
I would say just our role definition and guys really embracing their strengths. I think early in the season, guys would either try to do too much or wouldn't do enough because they had no idea what to do and what can I do rather than, hey, coach told me I can't do this, can't do that, can't do this. Well, once you get, if you work from the negative like that, kids get numb and they don't play very hard and they can't play fast and free. I think now that we've defined it a little bit more clear, I think guys are playing fast. They're not having to think as much. And it's really simplified everything offensively and defensively, and it makes kids comfortable. They start to embrace their roles and enjoy their roles and understand that's what we need to win basketball games.
And even though you've got a fairly experienced group back that's played together for quite a while, you bring in a couple new players, and it just takes a little bit of time for everyone to get acclimated to each other, too.
Absolutely. When we didn't have Connor or Zach, we're you've got those shooters to space it. That also hurt our rhythm a little bit. But, yeah, we've got to get Devontae Mosby's probably only scratched the surface as to what he can do. Chris Abu, as he catches up, he's going to start hitting shots. Anthony Woods, you can see that he has figured out exactly who he is. And you saw it on display last night where it was 25 points on 9 of 11 shooting. That's pretty good stat line. So if the rest of those guys can figure out exactly how they fit, even more than they already have, I think we're going to be fairly difficult to beat.
A lot of games early on, but they all mean a lot as you look toward the end of the season, so you need to take advantage of what's taking place so far.
Absolutely. 3-0, and it's always good to start conference off with some wins. And we got one. We got 5 of 6 on the road to start the season, and I think it's like 8 of 10. So, I don't know. Our kids enjoy the road as just as much as they do the home. They like to they would rather have a huge crowd on the road than no one in the gym. They just enjoy kind of shutting it down and taking the win and taking it home with us.
All right, well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks a lot, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And when we come back, we'll continue to talk basketball. Zach Schneider is with us off the men's basketball team. We'll talk with Zach right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, and other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or online at MarylvilleGlassAndLock.com. Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And I continue to talk men's basketball. Zach Schneider joins us. And Zach, coming off a good game last night, you drew short straw, I guess, to guard Tavon Prince last night and did a heck of a job against him.
Yeah, I thought I did pretty good in the first half. He got in the paint a lot in the second half, and I think that's where he got the majority of his points. But and he's a good player, and I just did my part trying to slow him down.
One of the things that we talked about last night on the broadcast with Prince as well is it looked like he was getting frustrated early in the game, and then he's just wanting the ball and things. And even though he was getting some points there in the second half, it seemed like it took the rest of his teammates a little bit out of the offense. And
yeah, I could definitely see in his face that he was frustrated in the second half. And one of the biggest things that we kept Austin Wright, their shooter, out of the game, and he's really the key to their offense, and we did a good job of that. So that was the biggest key for us defensively, I think.
How much fun was it to go down to Joplin and come away with a win at a place where you struggled the last couple of years?
Oh, yeah. The last 2 years, you know, we don't really get blown out here at Northwest. And last 2 years down in Joplin, that's about as close to a blowout as we've come to. So it's been real nice to go down to Joplin and UCM and get two big wins on the road.
And one of the things we talked about, too, was you're able to get an early lead, and then even when Southern would make a run or two here and there, it seemed like you came up with a big play offensively just to stem those runs each time they tried to make a little bit of a run.
Yeah, you know, when teams are at home, they're always going to make a run when they're down, and I think that's one of the big things of our team. We're mentally tough, and we're going to always have good value possessions, and that's the biggest thing in winning on the road is valuing the ball, getting good shots every time down the floor, and we did that last night.
And last night, they predominantly played some man-to-man against you guys, but once they went to zone for a while, they got the ball out to you outside. You were able to shoot them out of that zone just a bit there with the big three.
Yeah, they stayed home most of the night, and in the last 10 minutes, they got a couple shots off, which was good, but you know, if they're staying home, we're getting wide-open layups, that's fine with me as long as we're winning.
And a big win there, as you talked about, also a win in Warrensburg on Saturday with Central Missouri. And from your standpoint, how fun was that game as well?
That's the most fun I've had on a basketball court in a long time, going back to last year's regionals. You know, they're one of the teams that recruited me out of high school, and it's always big when you can go play against guys that you played with and played against in high school, like Kyle Wolf, guys like that. And the last 2 years, we played pretty decent there. We just haven't been able to close down the stretch. I think last year we were up three with 3 minutes left, and we couldn't close. So it was nice to kind of even blow them out on their home floor. I think we were up 18 at one point, and it was just really fun.
No doubt about that. And, again, as we talked with Ben, and we talked all along, the first month or so of the season, you guys are going to be road warriors out there and getting a lot of time in the bus and hotels. But how much do you enjoy going out on the road?
Oh, I love it. I think Mac mentioned it, too, that we take pride in going on the road and getting wins. That was the big thing of our schedule early on is we have only had one home game, and it was against the NAIA school. So especially in conference, too, I think we start 5 out of 6 on the road, which will be big down the stretch because we'll have a lot of home games. But, yeah, we embrace going on the road. We love shutting down arenas. It's one of our favorite things to do, so we enjoy it a lot.
There's a lot of having success on the road, just that idea of going out and enjoying that the whole process there as opposed to maybe dreading going on the road?
Yeah, it's just embracing it. You know, we go down the night before. It's just us 9 players and the coaching staff, all we got. That's all we've had in practice. You know, no fans cheering for you in practice. It's the same idea on the road. You just got to be tough and take it to the other team and hopefully come out with a win.
And let's just talk about this year's version of the Bearcats. What do you see as some of the strengths of the squad that you got this year?
I think we're a little deeper than last year. We bring Woods and we'll have Zay back eventually. And we bring Devontae Mosby off the bench. Obviously, that dude's a beast. You can't keep him off the boards. And he's averaging about 13 a game, too. So off the bench, we bring a lot more. I think we only played 5 or 6 guys in some big games last year, so that definitely helps. You know, every given night it could be someone else. Just evident last night, Woods comes in with a career-high 25 points and 9 boards, and it's just tough to stop when you can't really key on one special guy.
And how fun is it from a player's standpoint when you see a guy like Anthony, when it appears early on, he's going to have a special night? How much fun is it to watch a guy like that play?
Oh, it's awesome because you can see what they do every day in practice. And it's pretty cool when they get to show it on a stage like that. You know, they're taking me and Connor away on the perimeter, and he's just getting layups because we're exposing what they were doing on defense. That's the biggest thing. If they're taking away one thing, we can go to someone else, and someone else is going to have a career night.
And how much fun has it been so far this year?
Oh, it's been great. It's been great. Really come together the last couple of weeks. Obviously, we still have a long ways to go to get to where we want to be. But where we started out in preseason to where we are now as a team, it's been pretty fun to watch.
What have been some of the things you've been trying to work on, say, from the end of last season to where you're at right now with off-season workouts and things to get ready for this year?
Personally, my strength, and I stayed here all summer and worked out. But as a team, I think the biggest thing was knowing our roles. Like, coming in, that was the biggest thing, is figuring out who was going to do what. Obviously, we know Pitts and Connor are going to be scorers. I'm going to shoot from the outside. But there were a couple guys coming in, like Woods and Chris, that needed to figure out what they're going to do for us to be successful, and I think they've done that so far.
All right, well, Zach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
That's Zach Snyder from the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. And, the basketball team off to a great start up to this point on the season, and they'll be back in action on Sunday against Pittsburgh State Sunday afternoon at Bearcat Arena. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to football, and we'll be joined by a wide receiver for the Bearcat football team, and Sean Bain Jr., and we'll talk to Sean right after this timeout as you're listening to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. Right Bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show here on KXCV KRNW. As John mentioned before the break, we turn our attention to football and Northwest freshman wide receiver Sean Bain Jr. joining us. And Sean, I got to ask, Sarasota, Florida, where you come from, how do you find Northwest Missouri State?
Oh, man, it was a crazy story, actually. My junior year, they were, like, really interested in me, but I had a few, like, Division I schools, so they kind of, like, you know, fell back. And after, like, not really having an ACT score, they all, like, Northwest came back to me. They were like, you know, we're still interested, you know, just get us a score and we'll offer your scholarship. And I did so, and I took a visit, and I liked it.
When you look at different schools and you're trying to make that sort of a decision, what are some of the things you're looking at with the program and trying to compare?
Well, Northwest, like, it was a true family. Like, the atmosphere was good. I watched their spring game, and it was nice to be a part of something. And I was like, why not? You know, that was my only visit, actually. My second visit. I visited Miami. But I didn't really like how they did things. But Northwest was like a family.
Coming to a new team, what are some of the biggest adjustments, just in a football sense, of, you know, obviously learning a new quarterback, the system, things like that. What are some of the biggest adjustments when you first joined the team?
Yeah, well, a new quarterback as well. The weather. Man, snow. That was hard to adjust freshman year. New route running system, you know, the new coaches, and just learning the ropes and being able to play fast. Really.
Now, I know you guys obviously practice a lot, and you're running routes in practice. You're working with the quarterbacks, but is there a way to simulate
game situations? I mean, do you just have to be playing in games to get used to each other?
Well, not really, because, like, all offseason, that's all we did. All summer, that's all we really did. And so once we got on the same page in the game, it was just like clockwork. So really just
– what's been – some of the biggest memories you've had? Obviously, it hadn't been a long career yet.
Yeah.
You got a lot in front of you. But what are some of the things that stick out from this really first year getting out on the field?
Stick out, man. Probably playing as hard as we can as a team, like staying together. I never really had that in high school. And so coming up here and, you know, really, you know, playing as a team and playing hard and playing fast and winning all these games. I've never won this many games. My senior year, I was 5-5, you know. So it's pretty fun to win this many games and still keep going.
You talked about the family atmosphere is what attracted you here. Once you got on campus, did you find it to be more than what you expected, about the same? How did that translate?
My visit, man, it is exactly what I expected. Visited a few parties, watched the game. They're all hype and yelling and running around and flying around. So it's exactly what I expected.
Do you have guys that you go up against through the season? And you don't have to name guys, but are there guys that stick out that you go against that I don't want to say you try harder against, but you want to have success against just because of the way they work across the ball?
Yeah. Well, coach will bring it into my mind. Hey, man, this guy's good. He's getting hands on, and so I already know that week I got to put in extra. You know, run routes. I'll probably run laps after practice, catch a bunch of balls. Just got to stay on top, basically.
What have you seen out of West Georgia? You guys have had a little bit of a chance to learn some about them. What's that defense look like?
Boys are athletic and they are fast, and a lot of guys from Georgia, so they got speed on the bases. We're just going to have to, you know, pick them apart, really. You know, they have a few holes in their defense, and we can execute.
When you're preparing for a team, do you try to find some similarities maybe of what you've seen before to try to get ready for it, or do you just have to take every game as its own individual game?
Yeah, definitely one game at a time. Their defense is really different. They play like a cover two sometimes, and they blitz a lot. So we got a lot of quick game stuff, and, you know, just get the ball out in the perimeter and make plays.
What's it been like? We've heard from the coaches about how the crowd can make a big difference. What's it been like to play in front of these crowds?
Oh, man, it's phenomenal. The crowd, it really helps. I remember the opening home game. I took the kickoff back. It got called back. But in the middle of stride for stride, I could hear the crowd, like, roaring. Like, I felt the goosebumps on my arm. Like, it was crazy. But the crowd really does help, you know, especially for the defense as well, you know, getting them hyping, you know, getting the ball so I can punt.
So that a couple of extra – take off a couple of tenths of a second from that 40 time when the crowd's real loud. You're running a little bit faster.
definitely felt good. The crowd does.
Well, Sean, thanks for joining us. Good luck this weekend. Hopefully we get to see you in a couple more games this year.
Thank you for having me.
That is Sean Bain, Jr., freshman wide receiver for Northwest Missouri State. So we'll be back with more here at Carson's in downtown Maryville right after this on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville. Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features the life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we are broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville and joined now by Athletic Director at Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchman. Mel, always good to have another home game coming up, isn't it?
At this time of the year, you love to have home games. I mean, you always do, but it's really special when you're playing at this time of the year. I'm not sure. My math isn't real good. Is this our eighth or ninth semifinal, probably?
Yeah, I think ninth.
Ninth, yeah. Yep. Yeah, we've had it's been a good run. I know that. And anytime you have ESPN move into Maryville, it's exciting and it's a good feeling. You know, you're where you want to be at this time of the year.
I know during playoff time it drives my wife crazy because she never knows what the next weekend's going to be like until that Saturday night or late Saturday afternoon. But for you guys with playoff experience over the last decade or so, planning ahead and getting ready for a next home game, you know, usually you'd like to have more than a week in advance. But how much is that experience obviously important for the players, but for you guys in preparing for each one of those games?
Well, I think, you know, for us in preparation, you know, we've been through the drill a few times, and we've got a great staff. You know, you go right down with Mark Clements and, you know, Nate Davis and Scott Nielsen and Andy Peterson and of course, Marshall. They really know what they're doing, and they're so eager to get things done. They want it to be a great event for, you know, for our team and for our fans, and it's just really worked out well. And the organization, I give them the credit for the organization. I'm kind of one that, you know, it'll all work out. We'll go out there and play. They really do a great job with the organization. And I feel like they've really, you know, this year's games have been really good. We just really haven't had any glitches. Wish the crowds would be bigger, you know, and we're struggling a little bit with that this week. I just hope our fans will come out. I know a lot of them are saying, well, you know, next week we're going to Kansas City. Well, we need to win this game first, and we really need our fans. Our fans have been so good. We go back a ways, you guys do and I do, and our fans have really learned to be great fans as far as being a help to our team. And, you know, the noise level, even the last two games, our crowds have not been what they were regular season, but the noise level was great. And most of the noise comes from our home side, which is, you know, most of our adult crowd. They're doing a great job. So I just encourage everybody to reach down and grab a raincoat. And if it's going to rain, it's going to rain. But come out and support this team, because we really need that this week.
It really is a special thing. Even though Northwest has been in the playoffs a number of years and has success, plays a lot of playoff games, but it really is something special to be able to play this time of year, isn't it?
Well, it really is, John. I mean, that's, you know, I remember the very first time in 98, and I remember going to the parking lot and seeing the students, packing their bags because they were going home and the semester was over. And I think Bart Tatum was with me, and I said, Bart, we were here before they came and we're going to be here when they leave, you know. And so it really is. It's just it's a neat thing, and it's a great experience. And, you know, I know in just being around our team, I know how much they're excited about it and how much they appreciate the opportunity. And of course, our coaches have been through it a few times, and so they understand that. So yeah, it's a great experience.
Obviously, when you're coaching, there was a lot to do in terms of prepping for the football game itself. Now that you're on the other side of it, how much do you learn about the opponent and what's going on before game day Saturday?
I don't know much. I rely on, I walk by the office and I'll say, well, you know, what do you think about this, or what do you think about that? And some coaches, some guys that have coached and get out of coaching, they like to go in and watch film. And maybe it's because it seems like I've got too much to do. I've got other things to do, so I don't really get in there. But I do know I have watched just a little bit of film, and they're pretty impressive. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be a tough football game.
And when you look at preparing for a team you haven't seen before, this is going to be the first time Northwest has played West Georgia in the history of the two schools. What's the difference in preparing for a team like this as opposed to, say, last week, Northwest seeing Emporia State the second time around? It really kind of puts things they're on more of a fast track during the week, I would guess.
Yeah, it does. I think there's a couple of things. First of all, there's the excitement of playing somebody new. I think we saw that 2 weeks ago, when we played Humboldt State. It was somebody you hadn't seen in, regular season or anything like that. We had never played them before, and it's the same thing now with West Georgia. On the other hand, it creates a little more anxiety because you just don't know for sure what you're going to get. You can watch all the film you want, but really film doesn't tell you. You don't know the speed of the speed until you get out there and the strength of some of those guys. So overall, it really is exciting. I always personally really enjoyed football playoffs because you played people that you didn't see otherwise.
Is it maybe a little safer? Because I know opponents you know real well, maybe you go into it with some assumptions that can get you in trouble because that team may not be doing that anymore. But it's a little safer in the sense that you don't have assumptions. You've just got to go on your preparation and what you see on film.
That's really true. And when you play a team twice like we did last week with Emporia, those are dangerous games, especially when you've won the first one. I remember, 2010, my last year, we had beaten Missouri Western like the seventh or eighth game of the year. I think we beat them 42-0, and we were down at halftime like 17-7 or something like that, and we found a way to win in the second half. But those are tough games, and so a game like this, I don't think that the good thing about it is I don't think you take anything for granted. I think you really have, you really have your players' attention. They really pay attention. They really focus on detail because this is, they've got to go by what they see.
And as you look at obviously, we've got football going on, but basketball is going to be home this week, too. We want to talk a little bit about the change in the schedule for basketball from Saturday to Sunday due to the Bearcat football. So Sunday afternoon should be a big day at Bearcat Arena.
It's going to be a big day. What a great game. Pittsburgh State, I think, was the only team. Pittsburgh beat us twice last year, didn't they?
Yeah.
And, and they've only got one loss this year. They're a very good basketball team, so that's going to be a tremendous challenge. I think it'll be a great game. I'm really excited about watching our men's team. I felt bad last night. I didn't, I just had too many things. I couldn't make it to Joplin, and and our women's team last night, that was a team that was 7-1. The only game that Missouri Southern lost, they lost by 2 points, and we had a chance to tie it at the end. And so, I think those are going to be two great basketball games on Sunday afternoon. And we had talked about, as we were getting closer to this time, how we were going to do that. We just felt like the only way we could play basketball and football both on Saturday is if the football game would have been a real early kickoff. And then we could have basketball after it. But we just, with a kickoff the way it is at 2:30, there's just no way we could play it on Saturday. And, our coaches were great. Both basketball coaches were great about it. And Pittsburgh State, it helps that they've been in this situation before, and they were very accommodating. So I think it'll be a fun Sunday afternoon.
I think it's perfect. You get to get some sleep and re-energize. Use all your energy Saturday. Sleep,
there you go.
And use all the energy again on Sunday, right?
That's what we want. We're going to need a lot of energy again on Sunday. I think that's true. Both of those games are going to be they're going to be really fan-friendly games. They're going to be exciting games. I think they're going to be close games, and we need our fans.
Yeah, a great time to be a Bearcat fan right now, too.
It is. And, one thing I didn't – I want to throw this in here. I did check this afternoon. Our student tickets are really going well. So we're excited about that. What a great time for the students. And, semester tests are coming up, but they can have that one last fling there this weekend. And so hopefully, like I said, the student tickets, I think two sections are completely sold out in the students, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of walk-up. And then We need them to come out again Sunday to really support us there, too.
Yeah, it's a chance to be seen everywhere, right?
That's right.
Student, get on TV, make those catchy signs and
there
all that
go.
Good stuff.
There you go. And, you know, some of them in the South Complex, if they get their signs out the window, we've had them, they zoomed in on them, too. I remember that. I think that was a Grand Valley game. I looked up there, and I was kind of wishing I could have been up there, too. It was pretty cold that night. So.
And as far as the tickets for West Georgia, if we're seeing West Georgia fans, I know it's like kind of a long trip for them, but are they going to have to be represented?
I think they're going to follow. They're bringing, on the plane, they're bringing about 30 or 40 extra people. I know that because they're going to have a third bus. And I would assume that they'll sell some tickets. That's a good football down there. They've built a real program that they're real proud of. They played the semifinals last year. Will Hall, their coach, was a quarterback at North Alabama. I think he was a Harlan Hill winner at one point for North Alabama 1 year, and has done a great job there. So I'm sure that they're going to bring some people along.
Do you get a lot of reaction from fans from opposing teams that come in and just their experience? Do you get a chance to hear from those fans very often, or other ADs maybe that talk with those fans?
A little bit. It was interesting with Humboldt because this was kind of their first run in the playoffs, and so they were – they were taking it all in, and I told their athletic director, it was kind of the same with us when we first got in the playoffs. I think that really helped us because our fans got to see what some other venues were like outside of our conference, and to play a Northern Colorado or some of those people to play at Nebraska Omaha at that time, that was a big deal. They weren't in our conference then, and so I think it's a great measuring stick. You look at your facilities and you say, wow, these people have got it pretty good. What can we do to get up there if we want to compete at this level? Then we're going to have to do some things.
And obviously, there's a lot of work behind the scenes for the game day and everything. But it also creates some work with the teams coming in. You want to coordinate things to where they have a good experience. But obviously, you want to beat them on game day.
Not too good an experience, John.
But you even want to, there's some work that's involved with that for the people behind the scenes.
You really do, and that really is true. And we joke about it, but we want those people to feel like they've been treated right, and that's a good feeling. I think Humboldt, when they walked out of here, they were very complimentary, and of course Emporia has been here, but Kent Weiser will be their athletic director, is going to be the game committee man this week. But I mean, they really appreciated what they got here as far as the game day atmosphere and a playoff atmosphere, because some places you go, you don't get real big crowds. And so we're pretty fortunate in that sense.
And I know you can work to kind of set up that good experience, but it really takes so many people that it kind of has to be there. It has to be on campus. It has to be a part of the community. It's not something you can really plan for. It just has to be a part of everything.
No, you're exactly right, Matt. And, I think what really helps us is the fact that our fans are experienced. We've hosted a lot of games and we've played in a lot of playoff games, and they understand what it takes, how our team needs support, and our fans are real cordial. They really are. I mean, when the game starts, there's a little bit of a rivalry there, but our fans are very friendly before and after the game, and I think that's really important that, you respect your opponents.
All right, well, Mel, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
That's Athletic Director at Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchman. And we will continue to talk football when we come back. We'll talk with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell, as Adam will join us right after this timeout as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers a selection of new automobiles and pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatechryslerdodgejeepram.com or 660-582-3677.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville. Across from Walmart, Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. We're at NVB.com. or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show, as we're joined now by the head football coach at Northwest Missouri State, Adam Dorrell. And Adam, big game coming up this weekend, semifinals, and West Georgia comes to town.
Yeah, we're it's exciting times, isn't it, John? It's been a great week of practice. Just really proud of our kids. I think one of the challenges is always has always been, when you kind of get to this stage, you got to be able to manage the it being the big game and being on the big stage. And I've just been really proud of our kids. Their preparation's been great. Their focus has been really good. We've had 3 really good days of practice. They're loose, but they're focused, and that's always a great sign. So, again, just proud of our seniors. Their attention to detail has been really good, and it's a lot of fun. It's exciting to be playing football in December when there's only 4 teams left. I think says a lot about our kids, and just had so many kids step up this year. I was thinking about that today. I was walking off the field looking at, guys like Sean and so many young players that we've had. It's just been a lot of fun watching guys grow this year and step up. We're excited and really hoping for a packed house Saturday to just try to get our guys energized and get us going.
You guys have done such a great job of doing the one game at a time thing, being focused. Having done that throughout the entire season, when it becomes a big stage like this, does it make it a little easier to make sure that they are focused?
Yeah, I think it helps. I obviously, playing quality opponents each week like we've had to do also helps. But, yeah, I do. I really think it's a mindset. I think our guys believe in it. I think they believe in the what preparation does for you, and it leads to good performance. And, it's a good formula right now, and it's good to see our guys staying focused with it and staying committed to it.
And I know we've talked about this really from the midpoint of the season on, but again, it seems like this team each week continues to make steps forward, and it's just peaking at the right time.
Yeah, I agree, John. I think as a football coach, you always want to win games, but you always want to play your best football at the end, and it's obviously a tough challenge to find that recipe. And I've just been really pleased with our guys, especially offensively, how they have continued to, chop wood. That's something we talk about and get better each week. And watching our young receivers grow. And, we've had some O-line guys step in mid-season with some injuries and things of that nature. So, again, we're clicking on all cylinders right now. And what was cool for us, I think we got into meetings last Sunday, is just to listen to our kids talk about, we just, want a playoff game, but I did this wrong, I did that wrong, So it's great to see them staying critical in themselves and staying hungry and trying to get better.
Talking to a lot of people this week, I know the question I've heard a lot of is, West Georgia, what are they? What do they have? So I'll turn that to you. West Georgia, what do we expect?
Just start with their O&D lines. They've got great O&D lines. It'll be the best we've seen all year. They're very unique because they have a lot of drop-down kids and have a lot of junior college transfers. So, that being said, they've had some new faces in and out. I mean, they were in the semifinals last year, but they've got a good core of that back. But that's one thing a little bit different from them and us. A lot of drop-down kids, a lot of transfers. They have a lot of team speed, from top to bottom. It'll be the fastest team we've seen this year. So really good on special teams and good returners, good punt returners, fundamentally sound group. And it's interesting because there's a little crossover there. Their head coach used to be at Southwest Baptist, so he's been here before. And their defensive staff was at Harding when we played them in 2012 in the playoffs. So, we know them a little bit, and they know us a little bit. So that's been an interesting dynamic this week.
Are you seeing anything different out of West Georgia that you haven't seen up to this point this year?
I don't think so, John. I think this time of year, I think they're really confident in what they do and what they stand for, and I think they're going to come up here and I don't think they're going to try to trick you or do anything. I think they're going to play their game and try to, you know, they just really try to out-physical you at the line of scrimmage on both sides. I'm pretty confident that's what they're going to try to do.
It's got to be just limit mistakes. I mean, is that too simple?
No, it's not. At this time of year, you got to win the turnover battle. I think one thing that sticks out to me, on the year we're plus 18, they're plus zero. I've talked to our kids all year about that, or really talked to them going into this week. They've had a really dynamic young man on special teams that blocks a lot of kicks. I mean, you got to know where he's at. You can't change your special teams. It just starts with identifying him. Don't get a punt block, because statistics tell you if you get a punt block, you have a real chance of losing. So win the turnover, don't get a punt block, don't get a kick blocked. And, you know, after that, to me, it comes down to the five guys on the O-line and the four guys on the D-line. They have to win at the line of scrimmage. If they do that, we'll have a chance.
How will weather affect the game Saturday?
Well, I'm hoping not. Last I checked, it was supposed to be 75 and sunny. So that's what we've been telling everybody. That's what
I want that forecast to have, by the way.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I called weather.com and told them to get it right. You know. So, and I think Mel and them said they're going to be able to put some awnings out to keep the rain off people. So, you know, my own uncle sends me a text message today. You know, he wants to know about the weather, you know. I won't tell you which uncle, because I have a lot of them. But he's like, you know, it was a game on TV. I'm thinking about staying home. And I gave him a firm tongue lashing via text messaging. And told him to get to the game.
A lot of capital letters in that.
Yeah, right. I won't let anybody else read it. But, hey, it'll be fun. You know, here's the only thing I'll say is I don't think you hear me talk a lot about what people deserve. That's not who I am. And I don't ever feel like anybody owes me anything. I will tell you this. I feel like our people owe our eight seniors a good send-off. I really believe that. Those guys have just been – phenomenal. What they've been able to do this year, if you start going down, in my opinion, all the years I've been with Northwest Missouri State, just a group of seniors, and man, we've had phenomenal seniors every year. But what those guys have done, they've been able to overcome some youth at different positions. In my mind, they've exceeded expectations, and they've done everything myself and our coaching staff has asked. So, you know, we're really hoping for a big crowd to give those guys one last senior day.
Well, and that's the key. That's what I was just thinking about. You know, obviously they've earned a second senior day. You talked about that earlier this week. But more importantly than it being a second senior day to me is, you know for sure this is the last time they're at Bearcat Stadium. So it's an opportunity to do what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, to play football in December when it's not going to be freezing cold. I mean, how many times are we going to get this opportunity? It's just it's a blessing, you know, and I know that. I know a lot of people understand that to get to this point, you have to be good. But to get to this point, the way that we've done it, with overcoming some adversity at different situations, different times this year, to not always playing our best, but to keep rising above. And I told the seniors and told the guys yesterday breaking down that it's kind of fitting that the seniors came up with a motto in August, find a way, because they've been able to find a way each week, and we're going to try to do that one more time.
I know, talking with you throughout this season, you made this point a time or two, but has you ever been around a team that you've enjoyed being around more than what this
No, like? I've been blessed, John, because the thing that helps me is I've worked at other institutions, and I've worked at other schools where football maybe wasn't as prominent, and there was a lot of distractions. And so to be able to be here, to be at my alma mater, to have a, you know, fan base that cares so much about this place, the university, a great alumni association. I'm spoiled. I understand that. But I think the thing that's just really resonates with me is, for me, when you have so many kids on our team that, in my opinion, are overachieving, it makes it really, really rewarding and makes it special.
Well, here we are Thursday night. What's kind of the – how do the guys get ready for 2:30 Saturday?
Well, they start tonight. They're like little kids at the end of a Thursday practice. We had I wish you would have seen it. It was the Bishop brothers' birthday, and so they were sitting over, like, on the home side underneath the the brick. They were sitting down at the end, and Zimmerman and Volstead sneaked all the way around with Gatorade coolers because it's a tradition to get water dumped on you if it's your birthday, and they snuck all the way up the home side and all the way down, and everybody out there is watching this. We're doing hands team, and to watch, it was just hilarious, but they poured water on those guys. But honestly, how do they get ready the next 24 hours? They need to kind of relax. They all go out and eat together tonight, have a little fun, and that's the big thing. Honestly, between now and tomorrow afternoon, I really wanted to take their mind off football a little bit and kind of relax, and it's good that they do that. Our guys are pretty good at that. Tomorrow we'll have our walkthrough, special teams do that stuff. We go have dinner and then go to a movie. That's always been a tradition. Again, funny, because I send the captains a movie list. They didn't like the movie, so they're funny watching them trying to decide on a DVD, you know, like a bunch of teenage girls on the phone. But so we'll go have a movie tomorrow night, and then, man, get up Saturday.